the anti-cowboy. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. 12 years ago on this day, we were in shock. We wanted decisive action. We wanted it now. And we had a president who was as clear as a president can be.
We will act with the full power of the United States military, and we will prevail.
He didn't wait for Saddam to use chemical weapons. Just believing he had them was enough to send in the cruise missiles, the bombers, the tanks, and the troops. And we did prevail. We saw Saddam hang, and we planted seeds of democracy so Iraq would never pose a threat to anyone again. Today, we have a president who, when he was faced not just with the potential use of chemical weapons, but the actual use of chemical weapons, took a very different approach.
So even though I possess the authority to order military strikes, I believed it was right, in the absence of a direct or imminent threat to our security, to take this debate to Congress.
12 years ago, we had the decider. Today, we have the thinker. And the internet is pummeling him for it. People seem to miss the days of good versus evil, and you're either with us or against us. Except, how well did that work? How are things in Iraq these days?
In Shaab, a suicide car bomb targeted a police checkpoint. In Mahmoudiya, a suicide vest bomber targeted a restaurant where a couple of policemen were there having their breakfast.
And it goes on and on and on. Just something to think about before we start longing for the good old days when everything was crystal clear. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.